What is up, everybody? This is Nick Osser, your host, and I am beyond stoked right now. I hit the gym this morning, was up at 5, and was just ready to get after it. And I listened to this podcast. I mentioned it yesterday. It was between Ryan Pineda and his name is Andy Elliott. I was telling you about it a little bit yesterday, but his name is Andy Elliott. And dude, the guy is a savage, okay? Wow. Like, I highly recommend watching it. It's very fresh, so you'll be able to find it easily on YouTube. But he's just one of those people that make you want to be so much better. And it just made me realize that so many of us are living beneath our means, right? We're living beneath our potential. And there's this really cool story, actually, I heard once about this. So an apostle of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, his name is Elder Uchtdorf. We love Elder Uchtdorf. And so he shared this story one time about this man who was very, very thrifty, right? You know, probably didn't have a lot of money, so he was very, very wise and very, very stingy with his money. And it was crazy. So it's not a true story. It's just kind of like a fable, we'll call it. So he saves up all his money to go on this cruise, right? So he saves up his pennies for years. Finally saves enough to purchase the ticket, you know, the airfare to this cruise. And so he goes on this cruise, and it's a great cruise. But because he had spent most of his money on the ticket to get in, he didn't really have any money to spend on the cruise. So what he did is he packed a suitcase full of like peas and corn and like canned goods, right? Because he figured if he just, you know, if he was on the cruise, he would just be able to stay in his room. And he would be able to eat his peas and corn and whatever and save tons of money instead of having to, you know, spend all of his money going out to restaurants and stuff like that. So he's on the cruise. He sees out his little window, like, you know, Rome or whatever, you know, maybe not Rome, but, you know, all the different places they're going to see. But most of the time he stays in his room. And on the last day of the cruise, the butler or whatever who cleans the room, he says, you know, Mr. So-and-so, what farewell party are you going to? Right, it's the last night of the cruise. What party are you going to? He's like, oh no, I can't afford that. I'm actually just gonna, you know, just enjoy my canned food. And the guy goes, what do you mean, like? It's all included. Like, there's no cost for that. It's included in the price of the ticket. And of course, the man is just in awe and shock, and kind of realizes in that moment he was living way below his potential, and here he could have been taking advantage of all of the complimentary services, yet he was stuck up in his room, trying to save money. And I love that story because we often do that, right? We often live just so beneath our means, and we fail to dream big and work as hard as we all can, and we just fall so short of our potentials. And so what I love so much about waking up at 5 a.m., at least this last 3 weeks have been incredible, right? I've been able to just stay so consistent with going to the gym. It's made it easier to go to bed late or earlier because I know, like, I'm waking up at 5 no matter what. Well, I will try to. And it's made my life so much better. And it's cool to see a change. Like, I've actually felt like, you know, this year has been a huge year of growth for me. And that's just cool to see. And no one expected that of me. No one asked me to do it. But I knew I could be be doing more, and I just wasn't because I, you know, had all the excuses under the sun. So I just want to say that, and that really, really pumped me up this morning listening to this guy, Andy Elliott, talk. Like, he is just, he's absolutely incredible. Like, he really makes you want to be a better person. He makes me want to work harder, and I'm running out of hours in the day to work harder, but he said some things that really resonated with me and really made me feel like, wow, I could be doing better at that or this. And so, you know, those are definitely things I'm going to implement. And I'll share one with you guys so that way, you know, I'm not full of crap. So one of the things he said, let me pull it up here. I took notes of it. He said, number one, be where your feet are, which I freaking love that, right? So it's like when I'm at home and I need to be with the kid and my wife, be there. Don't be thinking about prosthetics. Don't be thinking about marketing. Be home, be present. But when I'm at work, don't be thinking about home. Don't be thinking about, you know, what's Megan doing? Oh, they're at the zoo today. Oh man, I wish I was at the zoo. That sounds so fun. Oh, they're swimming. They're by the pool. I wish I wasn't stuck at work. It's like, no, focus on work. Do what you need to do. Get it done. Take care of that. And then go home and be home. So that's super important, especially for people who are really busy and they got a lot of hats that they wear. That's super important. So be where your feet are. That resonated with me. Let's see, what else do we have here? I shared yesterday about never slowing down. I also loved that, what he was talking about. It was just like, once you hit that standard that you set for yourself, like you got rent paid, the bills paid, you know, maybe you have, you know, you basically, you have enough to cover your expenses. That's when most people stop, but that's when you need to speed up. You never slow down, because that's how you get ahead. You need to get ahead. And that's what I'm trying to do right now, is I'm trying to get to zero so that I can get to, you know, get to 200 and then 150%. And last thing, like I mentioned briefly yesterday, I wanted to talk about that lady on the street, literally handing out flyers, holding a sign saying ukulele and piano lessons with her phone number on it. What a stud. Like, I literally just am so impressed. It was like early in the morning, you know, it's before 8 o'clock in the morning. She's out there with traffic. Like, she's right at a stop sign, and then she just has a stack of flyers in her hand. And then she has a sign, and so people will drive up, and they'll say, oh, crap, like, yeah, actually, I've been wanting to get piano lessons for my kid. And then she hands them a flyer. I don't know what the flyer says. I'm sure the flyer could be improved. But the fact that she's out there hustling is just incredible. I just think it's such an example, man. Like, she was, like, 55. Like, she wasn't just, like, this, like, young entrepreneur that's just, like, trying to get ahead. It was, like, she was, like, you know, I'm sure she's been teaching piano for many years. Maybe she needed some more students. And so she was out there getting leads. And that's what this is all about, man. It's not rocket science, but it does take work. Like, for example, I'm probably going to be helping doing some marketing with my buddy. And they got a website. Like, let's say we set up a landing page. He has an axe throwing business. So instead of running like paid ads, like everyone wants to run paid ads. We got to run paid ads. It's like, number one, paid ads are extremely expensive. And I don't know, it's kind of like desperate in my opinion. I'm not a huge fan of paid ads because in my opinion, it's just like a shortcut. There are good shortcuts in life, but most shortcuts are short-sighted. Like, just, you need to have a foundation first, and then when you have a really good thing, then you can scale the crap out of it with paid ads. Most people just use paid ads either as a crutch to just get as many people in the door as possible and then suck at serving them, so then they got to spend more money on ads. Or they, you know, they're just not doing anything right. They don't know how to do anything, so they're just like, I need business. So they just go and they spend all this money on paid ads. Maybe they, you know, have tons of money or whatever. And it's almost just like, I don't want to call it fake, because what you're doing is you're just purchasing the attention instead of you going and getting the attention. And I have nothing against paid ads. I just think people use it at the wrong time and the wrong place. But I have so much respect for this lady. I'm sure she's going to get great results. But back to the arch throwing. Imagine setting up a landing page, you know, buy one, get one free, like bring a second person gets in free, whatever. Run a little promotion, a little lead magnet. And then he lives in a college town. What he needs to do is print 1,000 flyers and spend 1 to 2 hours a day when he goes and walks his dog and just put flyers on every bloody apartment. I mean, literally just doing that, he will double his business. No doubt in my freaking mind, you get a good lead magnet, you get a good hook on the flyer, people will come, and then you got to deliver. You have to make this experience incredible inside, and people will come back, and you'll gain these customers for life. And so it's not hard. It's not rocket science, but you need to put in the work. That is what is required. And in the 5 a.m. club, that's what we're about. We're about putting in the work and, you know, not making excuses. And that's enough rah-rah for today. So I will see you guys, not tomorrow, but, well, this will be on Monday. This will drop. And so I will see you tomorrow. Oh, look, there's my boy Seth. He's my coworker, so I got to go. We'll talk to you soon. Love you guys, and we'll see you later.